This week's Parsha, Parsha's Kisovo. So I'd like to tie it in to Chodesh Elul, before Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk says, Vayedaber Moshe v'Akonim Alvim El Kol Yisrael Emor, Haskes Shema Yisrael, Hayom Hazeh Niyesu La'am L'Hashem Elokecha. So there's one word that needs explanation. Haskes. It's a mud in the word. What does that word mean? Shema, we know what Shema means. Yisrael, you know, those other words we know. Haskes. So look at Rashi. He says, Kitargumo. So if you look, what does the Targum say? So the Targum says, so look at the Leket Boyer. Atzeis Ushma Ozayin. But the Kabbal Alecha Lassus. There was Haskes means to obey, to accept. Accept, listen, you know, accept and listen. There was, you could just listen, you could hear something. Shema to hear, but Tzayis means that you're not just hearing, you're accepting what's being said. Okay? You're accepting, not just hearing. Accept and hear. Hear meaning just not just hearing, but accepting what's being said. But the other Mefarshim have another pshat. The Sforno on page 2 says Haskes Sayer b'machshvatcha, meaning configure it in your mind, imagine it in your mind. So what does that mean? So the Shem Yishmuel on page 3 quotes this Sforno. And he says the following. Haskesu Shema Yisrael Sforno Pirish Tzayer B'machshavotcho Komor Askos Malkechom Nezalim Ud Godol Chol Haboli Toher. As anyone who wants to purify themselves, Sheterem Yikrov L'chol Dover La'soso Hein B'toru B'tfilo V'chein Afilu B'dvar Rishus. Was anything you need, you want to embark on something new, so don't just do it. First think about what you, where you want to get to. Think about, in other words, what your goal is, and then you go ahead and do it. So the Haskes Shema Yisrael is you're embarking upon something new. You want to retire yourself, you want to start a new year, you want something new. So first think it through, where you want to end up in the end, what direction you want to go in. Like if somebody's traveling, so he prints out the directions, he sees, he types in where he wants to get. And then they tell him how to get there. But first, you have to think, like, where do you want to get? Where do you want to be? What's your goal? So that's what that means, Haskes Ushma Yisrael. First, before you do, Sayer B'machshavascha, think it through what the last step is, where you want to, where the destination point is. And there's a Libra God on Chol Habol Yitarish, a term. Whether it means with Torah tefillah, even dvar reshus, like you need to get someplace. You want to go on a picnic, so you figure out where the park is, and then you put it in your GPS, and then you go. But first, you got to know where you're going to get to. Lo yenivol, don't just say, "Oh, we're going to go," and then we'll figure it out. term Yitzayer Ba'atzmo Heitev as Hadover Hahu V'tzurasu V'tolalto. And he says that's what the Gemara Brachas. Chasidim Harishonim Hayushoim Shoachas U'mispalim. The Chasidim Rishonim wouldn't just daven, they would wait an hour. Why? Because they had to think, what are they davening for? Where do they want to accomplish in their davening? And then you go ahead and daven. The same thing with anything in life, and the same thing with the new year. Everyone has a new year, wants to start off with a new beginning, Rosh Hashanah. Where do you want to get this year? By the end, by next Elul, what do you want to get? Meaning, what do you want to have accomplished? What do you want to see in your life change or progress, whatever it may be? And then make a plan of how you're going to get from the point you are now to the point you'd like to be in a year from now. Haskesu Shema Yisrael, Sayer b'machshavatecha. He says, Afil k'shabol l'shmo divrei musar, Yitzer b'afslo mikol mahu ba'al asos. It was, what's the end? What's the end going to be? He says, V'nireh, the zoh hachonis elul kodim Rosh Hashanah. So he says, that's the hachon of elul before Rosh Hashanah. Lebli yikrov lavonis hachodish hashvi, ela b'hachona v'tziyu b'kodim machshvoso. Well, Tishrei is the beginning. So before the beginning of Tishrei, we have to have a month of thinking, what, in other words, that's the typing in of the GPS is elul. And then the car begins, that's, you know, the journey begins, the, you know, figuratively, that's Tishrei. And that's why we have this concept of Chodesh Elul. And perhaps there's a pshat in one of the Sfarim Oruch L'Chaim of Rav Avraham Chaim of Zlachov. He says that's perhaps pshat in another pasuk in Kisavo, because it says in Kisavo on page 4, Es Hashem Hemarta Hayom. It's a funny pasuk. Another word. Haskes was an interesting word. And now there's another interesting word. Hemarta. Like, what does that mean? And here, Rashi makes a comment. He says, Ein lahem eid b'mikra. In other words, there's no other pasuk, except the next one, that has hemarta that we could try to derive from some other pasuk what this word means. So Rashi says Hemarta means Lashon HaFrosha, Hashem, you know, separated the Jewish people from the rest of the world. Liyoslo Lam Segula. That's the Lashon. As Hashem Hemarta means you separated God, to believe in God, separated Him, and Hashem separates you from the rest of the world. Perhaps from you separated God, there are all these avodah zaras, and you said, no, all that is sheker. Hashem is the emes, and Hashem says, not that everyone else is sheker, but that we're the am hanifchar, and Hashem hamircha, hayom liyoslo la'am segula. However, in the Sefer Oruch L'Chaim, he has another pshat. And he says, a fascinating pshat based on a pasuk in Ekev on page 6. The pasuk says, Kisomar bilvavcha. Rabbi Magoyim Ha'ilim Menecha Holosho. So he says a very interesting idea. That Amira, there's an old discussion, what's Dibur, what's Amira? Dibur is Lashon Kasha, Amira is Lashon Rashka. Has another idea. Dibur is speech, and Amira is the inner thought that you're having. So that's what it means, Kisomar Bilvavcha. What does it mean, Somar Bilvavcha? You don't have Dibur Belev, but you have Amira Belev. Because the Amira is like that Haskes, is the thinking about it from before. And it means, so therefore, the Oruch L'Chaim says, what it means is that, yeah, take a look on page 10, third column, page 10. So Loshon Amira Nofel Al Machshava Belev. Kisomar Belvavcha. The next paragraph says that's what it means. Hashem Amir Chayo means God is always thinking about the Jewish people. As Hashem Hemarta means we're always thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the same idea. In other words, we have to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we have to think in our lives, in our case, is how we're going to progress to better service HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because what do we need to do now? What's our avodah now? Do we need to finish learning a parnasa to help service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to finish learning a certain amount of Torah to help service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different people to date, to get married to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu, different people at different stages of their life are having these thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what they should be doing in their avodas Hashem at this part in their life. Somebody's married, should they have a child, should they start embarking on, you know, different things. Different people are different stages of their life. And that's the Haskei Sushma. And that's Hashem Hemarta. You're thinking about Hashem. And that's, he says, that's Pshat in the Gemara in Brachas, that says that Hashem, we put on tefillin, and Hashem puts on tefillin. We put on tefillin that says Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Hashem puts on tefillin that says Mikamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baris. So what does that mean? So the Aruch L'Chaim explains, the means is Hashem is thinking about us, and we're thinking about Him. Hashem is thinking how He could further bestow bounty and bracha on the Jewish people, and we're thinking about Him, and what could we do to service HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And what could we do in our lives? What's the next step? What's the next step? And everyone's holding at a different place. But that's Elul. Elul is that idea of thinking it through, and comes Tishrei. Tishrei is the month of Asiyah. Tishrei is the month that we got to do. We got to shake our lulav, and again, some say that Tosfos says Rosh Hashanah, that Tishrei is Asiyah, and his Machshav and Nisan is Asiyah. But Megabe, the way we're saying it now is the Elul is the Hachana, and then Tishrei is putting it into motion. And several years ago, Rabbi Azriel Sif from the Lower East Side, he used to bring different Rabbanim to speak on behalf of Chinuch Atzmoy. So he brought, they would speak in Lamport Auditorium. So he brought, one year he brought Rav David Feinstein, he spoke in Lamport Auditorium. And one year he brought Rav Reuven Feinstein, he spoke in Lamport Auditorium. And the third year he brought Rav Yaakov Weinberg, Zatzal, Rav Shiv of Ner Yisrael, who spoke in Lamport Auditorium. So Rav Reuven's drasha was about a pasuk in Pekudei, which has to do with what we're saying till now, on page 11. It says, Vayochel Moshe es HaMishkan. Then it says, Vayitein es Adonov. So there's an interesting sforno. With the Mishkan, what is the Mishkan? So you could say it means the whole Mishkan. But the Sforno learns that Mishkan means the roof. That's what the reason on top. So then the pasuk's funny, because you don't put a roof up before you build the wall, the foundation and the walls. So it comes out, if you learn Pshat in the Mishkan, means he built the top. So how did it work? He built the top, and then he built the Adonim, or the base. Usually, when you build a house, you build the bottom, you build the foundation, So what's Pshat? That Vayakim Moshe as HaMishkan, Vayitein as Adonim. So the Sforno, another Sforno, on page 12, says, Vayakim Moshe as HaMishkan, Eser Yeros Maseh Choshev Shenikru Mishkan, Hukmu Korem HaKomets HaKroshim. He says the Yerios, the top, was made before the bottom. So how did it work? I mean, isn't there a concept of gravity? That if you put the top, it'll fall down. There's nothing to hold it up. So you know what he says? Im bi de adam machzikim bo. No, it could be that people were holding on to it. they were holding on to the urios, to the top, with their hand, and they kept it holding on. And then they started building up till where they were holding on to. Or derech neis. That it was derech neis. Okay, that's all very nice. So Rav Reuven Feinstein said, and I quote here in the Imei Baruch on page 13. What's the lesson for that? So he said the same idea. The lesson is like this. Before you start on a project, you have to see first, where are you getting? Where do you want to end up in the end? And then you work towards that. So the roof was where they want to end up. So first, they put the roof. Either Bidei Adam, Bidei Achneis, or Bidei Adam. And now they know where they're getting to. And then they start building up to that destination point. So he says, atzmo, shodam kodem kol adas tachlis masav, pechen rotzeh lahagia. So that's the idea that the Shem Yishmul said, Haske Sushma, that Elul is the month that you're from the Sforno. You're trying to figure out where you should end up. Right, we saw the Sforno. So it says, first word in London is a Mishkan. Shabbat Rav Gav Reuven Feinstein Shabbia Shiesh Lulma B'diva Esferni Sod Zeh. So Trichim Tobi Gladas Kodim Kol Es Tachlis Ha'inyin Hechem Rotzin Lahagia Vaz Acha Sheyodim Zos Trichim Lachavin Lahagia L'Tachlis Zuh. First you want to know what's the Tachlis. Where do you want to end up? Once you know where you want to end up, now you can figure out how you get there. And so Elul is about where you want to end up. And then Tishrei, you begin the journey. Oh, the Gemara in Brachos on page 14 has another pshat in Haskes Ushma Yisrael. He says, "Old Sabachim Lamed Beis. The old pasuk Rav Yehuda bechavod Torah v'darsh haskes to Shema Yisrael. Hayom hazeh niyes l'am b'chayoso yom nitna Torah l'Yisrael." Yeah. So he says, keep going down. Haskes, first word alone is kimi. Haskes, osu kitos isku b'Torah. The haskes, the last two letters of Haskes is Chof Tov, Loshen Kat. Kat is a group. So Haskes means Kitos Kitos, meaning you shouldn't learn Torah alone. You shouldn't be a loner. Kitos Kitos. You have to have groups of people together being Osik B'Torah. And that's the next idea. In other words, it's important that people have goals, like we said before, but it's important that you're part of a support system. In other words, you're together with people who have common goals. Like Rav Volbi writes, yeshiva is a place where people have common goal to be over Hashem. So you might do it in one way, your friend might do it in a different way, but the ultimate destination is to end up closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that helps you attain your goals as well. Because you're not just doing it as a yachid, you're part of a larger picture. And there's the famous pasuk in Parshas Kisavo is Tachash Asher Lo Avarta Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav Meirov Kol. Right, that all these klalos come because we didn't service HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Simcha. So there's a lot to discuss. Why we didn't have Simcha, so why is that such a bad thing? Okay, it's better to have Simcha, but it's such a... So the Shem Yishmuel, on page 16, says, and we know the Gemara in Yuma says the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. So the answer is like this, that every Jew, in the depths of his heart, has simcha. That's the most deep thing in your heart. You see, the reason why people sometimes don't, because other externals get in the way. But the core of the yid is simcha. So if you have a simcha, you're at your core. And the core is the point where we're connected with all the other Jews in the world. So when we don't have simcha, that's why there's all the sinaschinam and pirut, is because we're not focusing on the core. If we can get to our core, that's where we're connected to everyone else. So he says that that's the pshat, that since there was no simcha, there was no connection to anyone else, and therefore there was sinaschinam, and that's why all these klolos occur. So the idea of kaskes, to be connected, is connected with this idea of simcha. Because simcha, when people are happy, so that's the greatest bond to other people. When you have simcha sachayim, you're happy, you're not grumbling, then you feel connected to everyone else who's together. And then you could accomplish whatever goals that you're setting out. If you're a person that's about a simcha dikka person, that's the biggest help to be able to accomplish these goals. And that, Rabosai, is another concept of Rosh Hashanah. Because, you know, there's a pasuk in Nehemiah, on page 18, that says, going over to page 19, Amar lahem luchu ichlu mashmanim v'shtu mamtavkim v'shulchu monos le'ein nochon lo. That people should send presents, food, to people who don't have food. And the Gemara in Beitzah, Tevav on the base, page 20, says it means the people who didn't make an Erev Tavshilin, who couldn't cook, so Shulchu Monos. But the Sefer Zichron Shmuel, page 21, of Shmuel Kutalenfeld, asks an unbelievable kasha. He says, what's this idea? Rosh Hashanah, Shulchu Monos. You know, what's going on here? Shulchu Monos, Rosh Hashanah. So he says, no, because the Iker of Rosh Hashanah is kitos, is being ma'achid with other people. Why? Because the Iker of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. Hashem is the Hamelech, Melech HaKodesh. And so the Pasuk says in Zos HaBrachim, page 17, Vayhi B'shun Melech, B'sasef Rosh Hashanah, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. That when people are together, that's a key in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus. Because if there's anarchy and there's no, so that weakens the kingdom. People coming together, servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. And that comes through Simcha. And once you have that connection to everyone else, then you have the great support system. Once you have a good support system, then everyone could fulfill whatever goal he wants. Because everyone's trying to mechazik everyone else to live up to what everyone else could accomplish. But when a person's a loner, so then he doesn't feel good about himself, and then he can't feel simcha, and he doesn't accomplish, etc. And that's what the Sefer Zichron Shmuel says. So when we come now to almost the end of towards the end of Chodesh Elul, so everyone has like life dreams, aspirations, and nothing gets accomplished overnight. You know, you got to take step by step, but you have to say to yourself, okay, what's the plan for this year? What do I want to accomplish by the end of this of Tavshin Ayin Gimel? Do I want to see myself in a certain position? Do I want to see myself more learned in my davening? Do I want to see myself married? Is marriage yet not ready for myself? You know, where am I holding? Where am I holding in every area? That's the haskes. You have to think it through. The haskes. Hashem emarta hayom, Hashem emircha. You have to think about your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem emarta, you're thinking. Kisomar b'vavcha. You're thinking about Hashem. Where do you want to end up? Think it through. And then take your steps that you need to get to where you want. put up that the rooftop first, as Rav Reuven Feinstein said, based on the Sforno, and then build step by step till you get to the roof. And you have to do that besimcha, because besimcha, as the Shemesh Shmuel says, then you connect it with everyone else. Then there's a support system, and then you have a chizuk. Each one gives each other chizuk to accomplish whatever everyone could accomplish. And that's Bezer Hashem, is the Yisod of Haskes Shema Yisrael, is the Avod of Chodesh Elul, as the Shem Yishmul says, Haskes Tzayer B'machshavatcha. Think in your mind, where do you want to get? What do you want to accomplish? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bezer Hashem, should give everyone proper Siyata D'Shmaya and good health to be able to think it through and then to accomplish, to come to fruition, whatever dreams an individual has for himself and for Klal Yisrael in general. Okay, well done.